Isolation is an issue for many seniors, especially in rural places. It can lead to loneliness, which many experts consider a serious public health issue. As Maine Public Radio's Patty White reports, for decades, a federal program has addressed the problem the old-fashioned way, sending visitors door to door.
Most days of the week, you can find Kitty Gee making house calls among the mountains of western Maine.
Hello.
Gee is a senior companion. It's a federal grant program that operates in nearly every state. The idea is simple. Connect isolated seniors to a friendly visitor every week. On this day, Gee visits Juanita Nurse.
How's my best girl today? You're doing good, huh? Looking pretty as always.
Good to see you, Kitty.
Gee is a spry 87. Nurse is only 74, but she has health issues that make it hard for her to walk or even to pursue former hobbies like knitting and sewing.
When Kitty showed up, That was like, oh, yay!
During the visits, Gee keeps the conversation upbeat, chatting about family, the old days, and men.
I've been trying to find a dancing partner. They're hard to find because, you know, people our age, they don't want to do much, you know? And you and I, we're ready to roll. We want to get moving.
Gee became a senior companion nearly 5 years ago after her husband died. She was at loose ends, she says, and needed something to do.
So I said, this will get me out among people. I'll have someone to talk to, and maybe I'll do some good.
She visits 7 clients each week and receives a federal stipend, $265 an hour. Being a companion, Gee says, gives her a purpose. And Nurse says the visits give her something to look forward to.
I mean, sometimes she's laughing so hard. You know, it's just so nice to see someone laughing. And then to be included in that, too, means a lot.
These programs, I think, are essential for our aging populations in our state.
Carrie Faria is with the local nonprofit Seniors Plus, which partners with the University of Maine to implement the Senior Companion Program.
Many times, people will end up isolating themselves because their friends are dying around them. Their family, maybe their siblings have died off. I mean, they may be the only one left out of their generation. So they just find themselves kind of alone.
Around 600 seniors receive the service in Maine, but there's a wait list of more than 300. The demand is likely to increase as the population ages. More companions are also needed, says Faria, especially men, though there are a few.
I'm Bud Houghton. I'm 66 years old.
Houghton is a former logger. After he retired, he jumped at the chance to become a senior companion.
They need that friendship. They need that companionship. You are their ticket to the outside world. Hello.
Today, he's visiting 61-year-old Bill Gates.
You want to go for a ride?
Yeah.
All right. I'll get the car backed up.
Gates has dementia. Houghton likes to take him to scenic outlooks. The visit is as much to provide companionship as it is to give Gates' wife some respite. Gates hums as they wind along the roads of western Maine. Being a companion, Houghton says, isn't always easy. He's witnessed clients deteriorate. Some have passed away. But these relationships, he says, are deeper than his other friendships.
It changes you. You end up doing things for other people. It's not you that's important. It's their well-being that's important.
And it's the simple things, Houghton says, like taking someone for a picnic lunch or a ride in the car, that make a difference.
It's Silent Night, isn't it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm trying to put the...
Love that song.
Yeah, I was trying to keep you away from it.
For NPR News, I'm Patty White.